supposed to do like crazy voice.
I didn't want to have an announcer voice. It's 6 o'clock in the morning.
Exactly. We're trying to wake people up.
Good morning. TGIF, it's Friday morning, 6:10, right now. You can't keep it together? Are you kidding me?
When you do hear, it's like Good Morning America voice
or something.
I know,
that's what I'm thinking of.
Oh, man. Which, okay, having a baby, can I just say, you watch some of the crappiest television in the universe.
Yeah, you said that yesterday.
And so much Kathy Lee Gifford and whatever her co-host name is.
Thought I feel so. Like that's a weird last name.
Gifford?
Gifford.
Frank Gifford. He's a famous quarterback from years and years.
Oh,
and years
so
and
famous.
Years
so
years
famous.
Ago.
I don't know how
he
I
was
couldn't remember that.
Famous.
I don't know how I didn't know that.
He was a big time quarterback.
Here comes Stever.
Oh, man. Static.
This is Matthew from Albuquerque.
Matthew from Albuquerque, I will only play your request if you can tell me who Frank Gifford is.
Frank Gifford?
Yeah.
Is he like an actor or something?
No, he's a famous quarterback.
He's a quarterback.
Famous quarterback, Mitch just said it in the background.
No, come on. Really? I was telling you that in secret.
He was actually part of Monday Night Football for years, and he's...
Monday Night Football! Oh.
That's how I remember.
Yeah. Hey, you guys sound like you guys could use some coffee.
Actually, Stever literally just walked in and handed us coffee. Here.
So, yeah.
You need this.
You guys definitely do.
Yeah. Thank you.
Oh, my goodness. Anyways, can I get another prayer request, Steve-O?
Yeah, always.
This one is for my Bustin and Tina's son, Noah. Noah's in the hospital, very sick right now, so I just want you guys to pray for him.
Yeah.
The son's name's Noah?
Yep, Noah Baldonado.
All right, man. We'll absolutely do that. And thank you for shouting that out to the Static listeners. I know people are writing that down on their prayer list right now.
Yep. Hey, guys. I want you guys to do two things for me. One, have a Stever for me. Two, can you guys play me one specific song, which is Fall Goliath Fall Project 86.
I can do that for you this morning.
Thank you, guys. Talk to you later.
All right, man.
Bye.
Bye.
Matthew from Albuquerque.
He kind of schooled us, but like, man. He kind of just like made it seem like we were like doing the best thing in the world for him. Like, hey, can you do this for me?
Yeah.
Like, oh, man.
You know what we need?
Like, no. Drives me crazy.
Come on.
No.
Get your chicken dance on.
I hate everything about
this. It's 6:13 now. Time to wake up. Oh, yeah.
That is the worst thing in the entire world. But I hate that is available
needed.
To listen to at any time.
It's much needed. Because you are grumpy pants.
No, I'm not.
Yeah.
That was awesome!
Shane?
That was so fun!
Hold on. Shane, don't contribute to this, but I do want to know.
It was amazing!
No,
thank you.
That was not. How did your audition go?
I was driving and dancing.
Oh, that's dangerous. Yeah, see what you're doing
to
people?
We prayed for you yesterday. How did it go?
Dude, I did really well.
Yes!
All so, right. I'll put it this way. Most comfortable I've ever been on camera. Probably the best audition I've ever given. Just 100% myself. Ran right through everything. Felt really, really good. She was like, "Dude, we got it." And that was in one. And so we'll see, man. We'll see. And I did my best, and I feel really, really good about it.
Good.
So you go for callbacks.
I'm going about my business as usual. Just got back from the gym, headed to Los Alamos. Got a busy day.
Nice.
If you call
me,
yeah, I'm gonna run back to town and hopefully, yeah, look that show.
Awesome.
Dude, Noah, I prayed for you, buddy. I'm praying for you, Noah. I think that little boy you just called in is amazing.
Yeah.
Yes, Matthew.
Yeah, Matthew from Albuquerque every day at 6:10.
And anything for. Off of the new Amberlin record would be phenomenal, guys.
Absolutely. We'll take care of that request for you.
Love you guys.
Love you too, bro.
Bye-bye. See you today.
All right,
bye.
You too. All right. Shane! So what are we going to talk about today?
Well, we have a few things to talk about. I just don't remember what it is. Right. I know we have some games to play.
Yeah, we
do. Some prizes to give away.
We really do. Some
music to play.
I really hope Shane gets that.
Me too. That would be a good day.
Stever. Hello. Hello.
Stever.
Stever. Oh, Stever. Hey, there we go.
Oh, it's us.
I got it. That's my fault.
Oh, I thought it was my fault.
No, it's my fault.
I think I'm a conspiracy theorist.
Why?
It's not good. The Holocaust did happen.
Yes, so did not the moon landing.
Okay, those are stupid. The Holocaust happened.
Right.
And the moon landing happened.
No, it didn't. You're a sucker.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
No, but I think that Shane and Matthew from Albuquerque were in cahoots this morning.
I know,
right?
One wants Project 86, the other wants Amberlin. Are you kidding me?
I think Shane's just being nice, and Matthew wanted both.
Oh, okay.
And he even gave him a shout-out and said how cool he was.
This is true.
But
what if Matthew from Albuquerque is an actor that Shane met on set? And he's totally set us up.
He is an actor. Have you met his best friend, Sean Siegler?
He's very good at what he does.
Oh, man. Static. Hello.
Turn your radio down.
Hey.
I had a question.
Have an answer.
Did you guys receive the new single from Red?
The new single from Red.
It's called Release the Panic.
Oh, I could check. Did they like throw a video up on YouTube or something?
Yes.
And that's okay.
Yes, they did.
Yeah.
I've heard it, but it's amazing. You should play it.
Okay, we'll have to dig it up because that doesn't always mean that they have officially released the single. They may have just thrown something up on the web.
Ew.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Uh-huh. I will definitely get a hold of the twins. I'll make it happen.
Awesome.
All right, man. We're going to have to find that. Red has a new song.
Awesome.
And I don't have it yet.
How could you? Aren't you like number one fan? Just kidding.
Wow. Yes, number one fan. Well, first of all, we were the first radio station in the country to ever play Red.
See?
Ever.
Ever? Like even
talking about any station in the nation. Like very first
even,
radio
like
station.
Not even like a local's like, hey, these people are from
very here. First station in the universe.
That's so cool.
They didn't even have a record yet.
That's really cool.
They were like sleeping in this really hilarious van thing that they converted into like a tour bus, if you will.
Wow. Uh-huh.
And they were seriously working on a demo in that. But they gave us the demo of Breathe Into Me, and we're like, dude,
this is a song.
This is good. Can we play it? Yeah, first radio interview, first everything.
Nice.
Thanks to Spoken.
Yeah. Oh, there you go.
Yeah, they were touring with Spoken.
That was Friends a long Matt, time ago.
That was many, many, many moons ago.
That was like 9 years ago, 8 years ago.
Yep.
Well, congratulations to you.
Yeah, to me.
For that.
To me.
For that
absolutely.
Thing.
I'm a self starter.
Oh, I see what you did there.
For Hurricane Shane. Love him.
Some Amberlin.
Yeah, brand new. His song's called Self Starter. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. Brand new Project 86, Omerta Sons. Static Radio, good morning.
Omerta. But I think like Omerta, like Murda.
Murda.
Like Ja Rule.
Yeah. Dude, what a terrible name. Omerta.
Omerta.
Yeah.
I don't know what that means.
I have no idea either.
I'm going to look it up.
Sadly, there's been some really lame names lately. Can I be honest? My son's got a rad name.
It's true, but how has that reception been?
Mostly warm reception for my son. There have been a couple times where, you know, we've had to take him to the doctor already, you know, for his little checkups and in the waiting room and talking to people and, oh, who's this? And Brody. Oh, Brody's so cute. But you can tell the people when I say, this is my son, Brody. And I get, Brody. Brody? Like Grody? Like,
oh.
No, like Brody. Like the dude who's going to punch you in the face if you ever say Grody again. It's Brody. So it's been mostly warm, but
you have those few people.
Could be worse.
Yeah, it's true.
Static.
Hey, so I'm the guy that told you about the Red song.
Yes,
and you sent us an email.
Yes.
Yes, I did.
We got
it. Okay, you guys got it. Sweet.
You know, they actually did send a single, but it's not that song.
What, really?
It's a different song.
Oh, you got to play both of them.
It's called Perfect Life. So we'll see. See what happens.
Oh, come on. I've only heard that one.
I love okay. how you were like, dude, I really want to hear this song. Hey, here's the link for the video of the song. You should play this instead of me just playing it off my phone. You guys play this song.
I know. But there's this thing about it, about hearing that your favorite song on the radio. I don't understand.
No, I do understand. It's good. That gives us a job.
It's true.
So I like that. So yeah, dude, we'll definitely get that coming up.
Awesome. Thank you, Steve-O.
All right. Thanks, man.
All right. Bye.
Later. 505-338-3700.
Tell me that when your favorite song comes on the radio, and even though you have it on your phone, you sit in your car.
Oh, dude, I love it.
You're like, I have to wait until the song's over, actually.
The funny thing is I have my iPhone, mm-hmm. and it's got all my music on it. And I can't remember the last time I was like, dude, I'm going to rock this record. Because I get maybe because I'm the program director, I kind of have to tune into the radio stations more.
Maybe.
Because I'm constantly listening, like, okay, is this program running? Okay, is this happening? Checking everything?
Yeah.
So it kind of
constantly
changes
working
for me.
Yeah.
I don't know. Static!
Okay, cool. All right. Before you get to anything substantial, I was listening to you guys, like, yesterday morning, and then after you guys were listening to this podcast that you guys were doing on Halloween. And you were talking about how, like, Lucasfilm was bought out by Walt Disney.
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
Yes.
Well, how can I forget? It was one of the greatest stories of my entire life.
Okay. All right. Yeah, it laughed, like, the entire time because it's just, I found it hilarious how passionate you were about that. Okay. I don't agree that's the greatest purchase that belongs to Han Solo when, although technically he didn't buy it, he won the Millennium Falcon. Did I say Millennium? Millennium.
Yeah.
Nathan Fillion would be excellent as Han.
He really
totally
would.
Said that.
He really would. You know who would be better at Han? Harrison Ford, who actually said he's totally down to come back. I think that's actually more likely.
Because it's like a few years in the future, right? Like 20-ish
years? Yeah, like 30. So 30. It would work out best if it was just Harrison Ford.
You know, I have all the love in the world for Harrison. You know, he's a hot beast, but he's hitting. You know, he's kind of up there in age.
Yeah, he's, yeah.
But he could probably do it.
Yeah.
Okay. To the person who said Ashton Kutcher, seriously?
Dude, okay, this is hilarious. You seriously listened to a podcast from like a month ago and now are coming on to talk about it now.
It's exactly
this is my
ago.
Favorite thing in the world.
Okay,
because
okay,
no one has any babies. Clue. Oh man, this is great. I love
okay,
it.
Okay, here's the thing, it's because I moved to Texas, so I'm like listening to TuneIn Radio. And then I started going online at work because I got bored.
Uh-huh.
And I started listening like God, listening online. And so I was listening to your podcast, and that's what happened.
Okay.
I had something else. Okay, Darth Nancy, horrible. And I came up with this Darth name, and I hope you catch. Because if you don't, I'm going to be disappointed. Darth Margul. What do you think? Or Morgul, excuse me.
Darth Morgul?
Morgul.
Or Morgoth, excuse me, sorry. Darth Morgoth.
Morgoth.
Yeah.
Do you shop at Hot Topic?
No.
Because you need more
From the Silmarillion? Morgoth from the Silmarillion?
Yeah. I didn't read that book.
I did. Oh. It reads like Genesis. It's... Oh.
Okay, so then never mind. You went back on it. He's like the leader of like Saruman. He's like the head honcho.
Oh. You are really into this, and I am so thankful for you. For people like you. Maybe you could help write for the next movie.
Thanks for the call.
Thank okay. you.
That's so brutal.
That was amazing. From a month ago.
Oh, that was
October,
my favorite.
November. It's November 30th.
I'm just happy that I got to be a part of that. I didn't realize that still happened. It was incredible.
People listen to our podcast.
I know, that's good. And
that's
you can
so cool.
at mystaticradio.com/mornings.
But I like how he started out the phone call. He said, before you talk about anything substantial.
As if we ever talk about anything substantial.
We totally do at least once
a week.
A week.
Yeah.
Once a week.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
you know, this past week we talked about like two substantial things.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
Really difficult.
So, we were talking about baby names, kind of, not really. Omerta.
Omerta. Brody.
Brody. I'm telling you, man, I don't understand why people have been so harsh on Broads.
Well.
Brody.
Not a lot of people are named Brody.
No, I know.
Pretty soon,
I'll love it.
Watch, in a few years, be like, number one name. And you're like, I had that name before.
I will be so angry if that becomes like a popular name.
Well, that's what happened to my sister.
I don't like that.
Before the name Aiden was the most popular name in the entire world, my sister named her son Aiden.
Uh-huh.
It's true.
Uh-huh. How old is Aiden?
Aiden is 12.
Okay. Did she watch Sex and the City?
I don't know.
Yeah.
She might.
We have a friend who has a kid named Aiden.
Because
for that reason.
Oh.
Yeah.
How old is he? Oh, 10? I think I met him.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He's 10.
Yeah.
So it's been popular for some time.
Yeah. 12 years. Almost 13.
Before it was popular as if Aiden's this brand new name, like 12 years ago, somebody was like, shall invent a new name and he shall be called Aiden.
Well, it's...
Aiden's been around, bro.
Do you want to know what they did?
Aiden Quinn, bro.
Okay.
He is from Legends of the Fall. And he's in that new Elementary show, and he's awesome, and he's been around for like 50 years.
My sister's first name is Quinn.
50 years. Quinn?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah, but we call her middle name.
Aiden Quinn. She ripped off Aiden Quinn.
Tanae. That's my other sister.
Tanae Quinn. So there you go.
That's what they did. They took the last two letters of her name and the first three letters of the husband's name, Dan Aiden. That's what happened. I'm not even joking. Aiden. That's what happened.
Oh my gosh, I should have done that with Brody. We would have had...
Angry.
Stissy. Steest. Creve. This is our kid, Creve.
Creve.
We would have taken the CHR from Chrissy. And
or,
the
or Criven. Criven.
From Steve.
Criven.
Or since my biblical name is Steven, it would have been Creven.
Creven?
Creven. This is my son, Creven.
Creven.
It is quite original.
What if that's like what you had to do? It was like tradition.
See, I hate that. I don't like that. Could be worse. I found the story. Crazy baby names. Obviously nothing new.
No.
We've seen some really randomly awful baby names, and I always just feel terrible when I have to go, oh, that's cute. I like that, which is what some of my friends have done to me with Brody.
Yeah.
Oh, Brody. Yeah, that's cute.
When they have to repeat the name, you're like, oh, I know.
Brody.
They're totally not.
Yeah.
Okay,
Brody.
Cool, I get it. Brody.
Brody. Yeah, he's because little bro.
Yeah.
Not Bodie, because everybody's like, yes, Point Break. No, that was Bodie. That was Bodie.
Brody.
Which is the Buddha tree, which is why I did not.
So, you know, you need to carry around like a bunch of pictures of people who are named Brody and be like, Brody. This is also Brody.
I don't know any
this
Brodies.
Is Brody.
That's why
well,
I liked
all
the
famous.
Name. Crazy baby names. Obviously nothing new, but... We are now getting into stupid baby name territory because a new baby born, Twitter-inspired name. Are you ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
Hashtag.
Oh, no.
Hashtag Jameson was born at 10 o'clock the night before. She weighs 8 pounds, and they love her so much. Yep.
And they love her so much.
The baby
no, they
name
don't.
Is
they
hashtag,
don't love her so much.
Which is funny because after I've said it three times, I think that's a cool name.
Hashtag.
Static.
Hashtag.
Hey, Steve, talking about podcasts, did you guys ever get the Keep Your Jersey Clean t-shirts?
No.
No, dude, we need to.
That was important.
Keep Your Jersey Clean.
Yeah.
I know.
That was an important podcast.
That was.
It was.
A long time ago.
Yeah, we need it. We definitely need to get those going. We didn't think there was going to be enough excitement over the Keep Your Jersey Clean t-shirt.
And you're the first person to mention it, so.
Maybe like the third.
Maybe the third.
Yeah.
Oh. Well, that's three t-shirts that you can make.
We have like 97 t-shirts in a warehouse somewhere like, come on, man, keep your jersey clean. Steven from Amberlin, remember he was on the show and it was funny?
It was
we
so
came up with that. We
back
were gonna
in the day.
Keep your jersey clean. Yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks for the call, man.
Thanks.
All right.
People remember.
338-3700. Apparently, we're not going to get to talk about what we want to talk about.
It's going to be that day. But so for short, do they call her hash? Do they call her tag? Do they call her stag?
I don't know, man. Some internet commentators the commentator-isers have questioned whether the announcement was just a poorly executed viral marketing campaign for a brand of whiskey, Jameson, because it's hashtag Jameson. See what I did there? Actually, yeah. I didn't do that. That's part of the story. Thank you, Yahoo, for that one. But these are real. There are really parents out there who thought hashtag was a cool name. Hashtag Jameson.
Maybe it's how they say it.
Yeah, I don't know. Static.
Hello.
What up? Blue Boy from Cruises.
Okay. Hey, the thing about Brody.
Yeah.
Okay, look at dude. I'm white too. I have half white.
Okay.
But you know it's a white boy when his name is Brody.
He's only like a quarter
which
white.
Which is okay. Which brings up a hilarious topic.
No, and it's just like a Mexican. If his name is Juan, he better not be a blue-eyed white boy.
Right. Dude, here's the thing. I'm half Hispanic, right?
Right.
So Brody's born, and Chrissy's filling out all the information, and she's like, Brody Parker, okay, dad, here we go. And then it comes to the race part, and she's like, white. And it's like, Hispanic, non-Hispanic, no Hispanic. She puts no Hispanic, right? And I'm like, Chrissy, I'm half Hispanic. My first language was Spanish. That dude is Hispanic. She's like, no, he's not, though. Because he came out with, like, blondish hair, you know, and he light-skinned. And so then the nurse comes in, oh, no Hispanic? And I said, I'm half Hispanic. And she says, oh, well, then you have to mark Hispanic.
Yeah, I mean, of course he's half Hispanic. If you're half Hispanic, it's like my mom named me Adrian. And you know what I'm saying? And it goes back to, like, the, you know, is it a boy or a girl? When I was a kid, it was like, that's a girl name. Or it was like,
Yo, Adrian.
Thanks, Rocky, for that one.
That's the worst.
Now that I'm figuring I got muscles, if people do that, I hurt them, you know? So
it made you tough, bro.
No, man, but hey, great name, man, and man, you're gonna be, you're a great father. I can already tell you that right now, bud.
Thanks. I don't do a whole lot, but, you know.
Good luck, guys.
All right, thanks, bro. Love that guy. Bull Boy from Cruises.
Bull Boy.
So, yeah, I'm feeling much stronger about the Brody name after, you know.
Reading this one.
Hashtag.
But maybe, like I said, maybe it's how they say it, the parents say it, because I say, oh, yeah, his name is Brody. Like, Brody, I'm like, you have to say it.
Brody.
Brody.
His name is Brody.
And see, it's okay.
It's totally okay.
But I
little
can't.
Little bro. There, I found a onesie that says Lil Bro. And I'm like, dude, that's his onesie. $28?
No,
That's
not his onesie anymore.
$28?
He's going to grow out of that.
He's going to wear it for 7 days. There's no way. So I didn't buy it, obviously.
But I feel like that's like the one onesie you can keep.
Lil Bro.
All of his life.
It says Lil Bro.
That at least is funny.
Brody. Lil Bro. Which is what I call him half the time. Hey, little bro.
Little bro. Aww.
Little bro. Hey, little bro. Oh, this onesie would be so cute on you. Get a job, and I'll buy you this onesie. $28 onesie.
You're going to just have to make him buy a shirt later on in life.
It's ridiculous. They wear it for like 2 weeks, and then they keep eating and drinking and growing, and then it's like, oh, cool, got to buy another one.
Ugh, wish they would stop that.
It's the worst. I wanted to get him a little like Tampa Bay Buccaneers, like, jersey onesie thing.
You don't want
to. It's like
$60. Yeah, no, you don't want to do that.
Unless I get it, like, the right size to where then I can squeeze it onto my dog after.
There you go.
Maybe I'll really consider that, because then I'll be like, no, it's a dog jersey.
No.
Yeah, it was my son's for a little while. Now it's my dog jersey.
You're going to have to wait a while.
Although, I couldn't be that guy that made my animal wear clothing, because that's just stupid.
That's messed up.
Yeah.
Dogs
it's called
clothes.
Fur. It's called
they
fur.
Have it.
They have it already. So
born with it.
I can't take it. I'm not. Mm-mm. No.
Someday you're going to be that person that puts something on their dog.
I don't know how we got on this subject, but hashtag Jameson. She was actually born on Saturday night. She weighs 8 pounds. She's a little sweetheart. Oh, man. I just can't.
She's going to grow up with that name.
Oh, man.
Do you think maybe they'll change it? I hope they change it.
Well, why would they change it? This is the kid's name. You don't just change it later.
Maybe it's for publicity.
Baby's name. For publicity? What are they publicizing?
Themselves.
Wow.
Maybe they'll get a I don't know, a show out of this, a TV show.
Dude, John Toronto at BuzzFeed said, quote, these are the things that convince me the world is ending in a month.
Right.
Not the unstable socio-political nature of many nations of the world, not the increasing erratic weather patterns we've been seeing. Nope, somebody named their child hashtag.
Hashtag. I'm trying. Hold on. I keep saying it. Hashtag.
Hashtag.
Hey, hashtag.
Maybe. Oh, I got her nickname. Hashley.
Hashley.
Thank you. Thank you. I just did that. Hashley.
I'm so proud of you.
Hashley. That's it. That's maybe Hashley. That's what they were thinking because it's a girl. But I don't know, dude. There's been some dumb Primrose. Really? Primrose.
Everdeen.
Katniss. These are popular names right now.
Yeah, that you name your
So I guess in a animals, world where...
That's what I named my cat.
Katniss is a cute name.
For your cat. My cat.
Hashtag works out. So in February 2011, a man in Egypt actually named his firstborn daughter Facebook.
Hold on. Hey, Facebook, come here. No, it's not going to work. Facebook. Nope, it's just not going to work.
Your Facebook.
God. That's really your name.
Doesn't work. Dang it. Yeah. Now the little hashtag. We need a Tumblr.
Twitter.
We need Twitter. Oh, a little tweety. Little,
Instagram.
Little tweet. Little tweets.
Instagram is like a boy name, do you think?
Instagram?
Yeah.
I guess. What else? Pinterest.
Pinterest.
Penny. We'll call her Penny for short.
Yeah.
So Pinterest is a
Pinterest,
good one.
Yeah.
What about YouTube? Eustace. Worst baby name in the universe, in my opinion.
505-338-3700,
the phone number. Terrible baby names. Feel free. Hit us up. Right now, some quiet science for you. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. Quiet science. A dying breed. Static Radio. Good morning.
Hello.
Steve-O and Mitch.
6:50.
Yeah, it is.
3-ish? No, just 6:53. This clock's ahead.
Yeah, no.
Whatever.
We're talking about baby names. Yesterday, I took a little Broads to a doctor appointment.
Yes.
My wife and I did. Which, it's always fun. Second doctor appointment. I get nervous because there's like the well side and then the sick side. Obviously, we're supposed to sit on the well side because right. He's not sick. But then you got like 8 feet away from you.
I don't like the sounds you're making.
That was a 7-year-old little girl. Yeah.
She had croup?
On the sick side. And there's no barrier or anything.
No.
So I'm like, is this really working?
She needs to be quarantined.
Is this really effective? Are you sure? Yeah, just put a blanket over your baby. It's cool. It'll work out just fine. Makes me crazy.
But you have to bring him out into the public like that so he can become immune to things, right?
I think the doctors do that on purpose so that your kid gets sick and then has to come back. Huh?
I think you're thinking just of conspiracies saying. Now.
Stever.
Hey. It's kind of like when there used to be no smoking sections
right.
in restaurants. You know, I think it was my dad who used to say, you know, and in this case, it would be like having a not well section of a waiting room is kind of like having a no pee section in a pool.
Right. Right. I'm stealing that.
Gross.
Yeah. No, it's true, though.
I know.
It's totally true. So, makes me crazy. However, can I say this?
Yes.
I'm not going to say the doctor's name. Don't want to. However, our doctor is the best. Sadly, she really is the best. In fact, she was voted the best. She was on the cover of Albuquerque the magazine.
Wow.
So because of that, yeah, she's been our doctor since Jack. So, 9 years.
You had her before she was cool?
I had her before she was cool. I'm going to hipster this doctor right now for years and years. But to a point where Brody's first visit with her isn't until he's 2 months old. Because she's so slammed now because everybody and their mother literally wants to see this doctor because she's voted she's the greatest doctor
in the
world.
People read that magazine?
Yes.
Okay.
She's the best. She's the greatest. And so then we take little Broads to the doc yesterday for his checkup, little checkup just to see how he's doing. And surprise, she walked in. She like shuffled some stuff around and said, hey, come on. I got to see this little guy. And so I was like, I'm telling you,
That's
Doctor
amazing.
Of the universe. She's awesome.
She rearranged her schedule so she could see
so
your
she
baby.
Meet, so she meet little Broads.
Aww.
She's going to see him again on Tuesday, too. She's awesome.
Wow.
She's the best. I'm telling you. But that's probably why she was on the cover of a magazine and why now it's impossible to see her. So, yeah.
But you've known her for at least 9 years.
Dude, seriously, bro. Since before she was cool. Well, no, she was always cool. It was just before the world thought
before
she was
cool. Recognized as
there
being
you go.
Cool.
Hashtag. Some parents named their baby. By the way, it's a girl.
It's a girl.
So we've come
She's
up with the nickname
Hashley.
Why not?
You came up with that nickname.
Why not? Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. We got to take a quick break. But thoughts? Worst baby name ever? Give us your baby names. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static. Good morning. 7:07. Happy Friday, everybody. It's so happy that Mitch is doing the robot dance.
Well, every time you play this song.
Oh, yeah. You got to. It's the Beasties, yeah. Yo. You got to get busy
here?
To the Beasties. What? So, anyways. Dude, technology. Speaking of intergalactic planetary.
Technology, that's
yeah.
right.
Technology.
Oh, dear.
It's getting amazing. Let's be honest.
I don't know.
TVs. Come on, TVs look incredible.
They do. They look except it'd be better
usually
if I could
in
afford
stores,
that.
Yeah, when I go there, I'm like, gosh,
that looks
would look
amazing.
Great. Love that in my living room.
Wow.
My TV still has depth to it. I can't hang my TV on a wall anywhere. You know what I mean? Yeah. It still has a back.
Yeah.
So I have an older TV.
Yeah, whenever I see those TVs, I'm like, man, do you think we could not eat for like 4 months?
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
I want to get this TV.
Dude, are you kidding me? I keep staring at my TV. I'm like, yes. My TV's pretty awesome. Yeah, it's LCD. Yeah. It's really thin, too. It's only like 9 inches thick.
9 inches?
It's not bad. No, it's longer. It's like maybe 15 inches.
Really?
Yeah, you've seen my TV.
Yeah,
like
but I don't.
The top, it's a DLP, so it's like old, new technology.
It's
so
new.
It was really cool. Like if Marty McFly showed up in a
like, what?
Time machine, he'd be like, "This is the craziest TV in the world." I'm like, "Yeah,"
and you'd say this
it
old
sure
thing
sure was 6 years ago,
and then he'd be like, "Whoa, there's newer."
So, anyways, televisions, TVs are amazing these days.
Yes,
they look incredible.
Mm-hmm.
3D TVs. I don't have one, obviously.
I don't want to ever get one of those.
But
I feel like they're gonna last.
Are they too awesome? The Regina Fire Department would say. Yes.
Okay.
All right, check
Regina
this out.
Regina Fire Department. Yeah. Oh, no.
There is a display at the Mosaic Stadium's giant TV screen. You know how football stadiums, they've got like the crazy mm-hmm. Titan drawns. And at the pit, actually, they've got one of these. It's like along the baseboard of the pit, right? Mm-hmm. And it's got all those like ads that kind of...
Yeah,
okay. Well, this football stadium actually has a similar thing. It's along the... floor of the stadium, okay. Right? right up against the bleachers. And for weeks...
I know where this is going.
Yeah. For weeks, this Mosaic Stadium TV screen has been showing ads, showing great things. Well, what time of the year is it?
Christmas.
It's the happiest time of the year.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
It is the most wonderful time of the year. So in order to bring about the most wonderful time of the year... The Mosaic Stadium decided to show a screen of a burning Yuletide log. Cozy.
Oh, no.
Cuddling up. Cuddling up near an amazing, amazing Yuletide log. Gosh, these TV screens are so realistic. The problem...
Someone really thought it was real.
From a distance, people thought the stadium was on fire.
Oh.
Yeah. 4 frantic calls to 911 in the last few weeks, and Deputy Fire Chief Gerald Kay said the callers were very descriptive, reporting a very large, bright flame. In some cases, the smell of smoke.
Oh, of course.
Of course.
I smell smoke. I definitely smell it.
Yeah. Standing in the parking lot at a nearby field house. Yeah. A CBC journalist saw the televised flames apparently looming over neighborhood houses. He says, I'm hoping that we can eliminate this and put something a little more appropriate. appropriate up.
No, I want to keep the fire, and I want to be the person that goes out in the middle of the field or the whatever and says, hello, welcome to this stadium.
It is appropriate.
No, and just say, I want you guys to know that this fire is not real.
See, if you have to explain it, if you have to explain it, they say, look, maybe it's appropriate, but it's a public safety concern. Fire crews have been dispatched to the screen.
to the screen.
Yeah. I meant scene, but screen works too. Trying to snuff out false alarms, they say, hey, can you please get a different video? Please.
Can you, they had to like put a cartoon up of fire.
Maybe some snowflakes, I don't know. Santa!
We got a few friendly calls that there are snowflakes falling in one spot only.
Man. I'll tell you what, Mosaic Stadium says, dude, we did start this fire.
Oh no, you did it.
See what
we
I did there?
Did it.
Yeah. Thank you. Oh man, I love this.
Gosh.
So apparently TVs have gotten so real. Did people keep calling the fire department?
And I bet that costs them so much every time that fire department's called.
Yeah. The funny thing is, Rough Riders, that's the people who created this.
Rough Riders.
This amazing, the Rough Riders organization. They're in charge of what appears on the TV screen.
Okay. They did a great job.
Yeah, the CEO, Jim Hobson, told CBC Thursday that they finally changed the log to a thank you message to fans. The flaming banner has been switched off. He said, it's funny. Someone jokingly said, I don't know about that Yule log. Someone's going to think the stadium's on fire. And they all kind of giggled it off like, come on, bro. Really? Nobody's
now,
that stupid. Nobody's.
Now that guy's like, I told you. Can I just say, I told you?
So likely they actually will probably change it to snowflakes or something else because... sure enough.
That's amazing.
Somebody called the cops.
Four
people. My favorite is the fact that somebody saw the stadium, quote unquote, on fire.
I smell smoke.
I'm smelling smoke.
Yep.
And this is crazy. All I know is I want that TV.
Yeah.
I want the TV that's so realistic you think your house is on fire.
Yes.
I want that.
Just put it out in the front yard.
I'm never going to have that. Actually, you know when I'm going to have that? In 6 years, when
it's not
on,
cool anymore.
Yeah, when it's not cool, and it's on Craigslist for like $40, that's when I'm going to have that TV.
And there's no warranty. You just really hope
nothing.
It works.
Really hope it keeps going, because chances are it's got 3 weeks left before it just goes out.
We probably will never get it. We had like an actual huge TV, like the kind
like
you can barely
box.
Pick it up.
Right. Take seven people to lift.
But don't worry, the screen was flat. It wasn't bowed.
That's new technology right there, bro.
We had that until about 2 years ago.
If it takes more than one person to lift your TV, chances are it's not new anymore.
I love that TV. We still have it. It's in a closet at the moment, but we still have it. We have dropped it so many times.
Oh, dude. See, that's
good. It still works.
That's when things were durable.
Yes.
Now, it still takes like four people to try and move my TV.
Because you don't want to drop it because it's... Yeah.
No.
Because it's just so big.
It sucks. It's old. It's like 6 years old.
Yeah.
Which is still new. It's like new old.
Yeah.
Ugh.
See, no, we have a newer TV now. It's a bit thinner than yours. But it's still like, okay, be careful with the TV because if we drop it, it's over.
I want the whole mounted TV thing. That just looks cool.
It does look cool. But then once it's there, it's there. If you ever rearrange, it's over.
Why would I ever rearrange?
Oh, see, you're not like me. I rearrange like every 4 months.
Why would you do that to your husband?
I get bored.
That's awful.
I get bored. He doesn't have to do it. He doesn't have to do it.
Whatever.
No, seriously. He comes home and he's like, wow, what'd you do? I'm like, I got bored and I rearranged the entire house.
See, no, Chrissy gets those ideas, but usually it's like, this would be such a great idea. I can't lift anything. Okay, I need you to move that table over there. And then just, if you could just move that desk, it'll only take like 10 minutes. It'll only take like 7 hours later. This is why everything's where it's at. Thankfully, we have that giant bookshelf that's immovable.
Oh, see, no.
So it's like, nope, sorry.
If I put my mind to it, I could move that.
No.
Not with everything in it. I have to take it off.
If you have faith, you could tell a mountain to move. And it would move.
Go tell the mountains.
Not going anywhere.
The
bookshelf's not going anywhere.
Go tell it to the mountains.
Oh, man.
No, see, I'm that person that Kelly has come home and the dresser is moved. He's like, how did you do this? But I like will get on the floor and push my feet. And then I use my arms to hold it against the wall.
Do you do the blanket trick?
Oh yeah, you put everything under the blanket.
Yeah, right. You got to kind of like kind of lift it and then try and throw the blanket underneath and it slams to the ground. And then you're like, and then you just like pull this blanket and hope that it's scrapes across. Yeah.
I've done it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It works.
It works. And I've done it all by myself. Kayla's like, are you okay? I'm like, yeah, I'm just going to go take a nap. I'm fine. But the whole room looks great.
I'm the guy that hates like helping friends move. I hate moving myself. So I just won't call for help. Mm-hmm. I won't ask anybody. I'll just do it myself because then inevitably if someone helps me move, I am then sentenced to helping them move later in the future and don't want that. So yeah, I'm stubborn.
You still owe us a house painted.
Yeah, I know. I know. Dang it.
I know.
I don't like being in your service. I don't like it.
I'm sorry.
Can I paint your nails? Would that make us even?
Yes.
Really?
Can we take a video of it?
Yes.
Okay.
If that makes us even and I don't have to go paint your house, yes, I will.
But what if you do a really terrible job?
It doesn't matter. You guys did just about that good of a job on our house, so
hey,
it works out.
Whatever. I didn't tell you I was good at painting houses. I said I'd help.
Hey, we got it done. I don't care. I don't care. Well, it looks like camouflage. It's all like kind of smeared. Everything. It's incredible. It was a fantastic job.
I didn't do a whole lot because I didn't want to mess it up.
7:17 now, which means...
No!
Yep.
There are things happening.
Yep, pretty much.
On the road. Be careful because people are driving.
Kids! The song's called Alive.
You can't say kids, alive, because then it's just weird.
Yeah, the band is Kids. Song is Alive. We are Steve-O and Mitch.
That's us.
Welcome to the show.
7:30.
Come on. You know, Movember.
Ah.
Coming to a close.
It's true, thankfully.
What is a man to do?
Shave.
Really?
Shave. Yes.
Because it's No Shave November. I feel like here's what you got to do. Because Mustache March Madness comes up in March. What you should do if you started in November is you just keep it through March.
No.
And then when you get to March, you have a burly man mustache. And then you shave everything but the mustache. You keep the mustache for March.
Please don't do that.
And then April.
Are you going to participate in that?
April comes and you...
No,
I didn't
you're not.
Participate in No Shave November. Because okay. I think it's stupid.
Stupid. Okay.
I don't shave regularly. I'm not going to let some mutt tell me what to do.
Not a part of the system.
Man, I actually did that one year because Movember. Okay, here's the thing.
It's for a good cause,
right? Let me
right?
be honest. If you're doing Movember, but you're not raising money for prostate cancer, then you're wasting your month.
Okay.
I'm not kidding. The first year that they had Movember, I took part and I actually raised money and I grew this gnarly Luigi looking mustache.
Yeah.
I seriously look like the taller Mario brother. And I loved it and I kept it for a little while, all of, you know, 2 days afterwards. And then Chrissy was like,
please no.
Excuse me, Sam Elliott. Go. So
I can't look at you if you have that. Seriously.
Have a stash.
Yeah. No.
Have the man stash. Okay. Love it. So I took part in that and actually raised money.
Oh, see, that's good.
For prostate cancer, because that's exactly what
it's for.
It's for you get like an account, and it's a fundraiser.
How do you?
That's
so
what you do.
People give
but
you
it's
money,
become
or
this, yeah, people. It's almost like my kids have a walkathon at school, and they can pledge to give X amount of dollars. That's the same thing. I will pledge this many dollars for the amount of weeks you actually keep your mustache.
Okay,
and you have to put photos up, and you know keep people updated. Hey. This is what mustache looks like now. And I actually had a couple people who sponsored mustache.
That's cool.
And raised money. And all the money went towards, you know, like prostate cancer research and all that stuff. And so.
That's cool.
That's why I did it that year. Every year after that, everybody's like, dude, it's Movember. No Shave November.
No, I'm not.
Gotta do it. Why? Because it's cool.
Mm-mm.
I saw a poster at Urban Outfitters that said to. So I, you know.
You always trash on Urban Outfitters. But
I don't mean to. It's just kind of, it's what.
On people who go there.
It's what Hot Topic was to the 90s, okay? Or the 2000s.
You know,
whatever.
Urban is like the knockoff of Anthro, so.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
So Hot Topic in the late 90s, early 2000s was kind of like that, like trendy high school goth. Blah, this is where you go and you get the cool band shirt and this is And now that, I feel like that has become urban. Urban is the next generation's Hot Topic.
And now people make fun of, you went to Hot Topic for that, didn't you?
It's not cool anymore. It's hipster not. To go to. And then in a decade, it's going to be cool to go back to Hot Topic because it's retro.
Yeah.
So who knows?
Yeah.
I don't know. Anyways, all right. So Movember coming to a close. What are you going to do with your mustache? What are you going to do? December's hitting. Are you going to keep it? You going to shave it? I'd say if you can grow it, you got to keep it because there are plenty of dudes out there who cannot grow the stash. Apparently, thick, handsome mustaches have been regarded as amazing, highly praised by men throughout the Middle East as symbols of masculine virility, wisdom, maturity, which is why dudes have big old burly mustaches in the Middle East. Here's how crazy it's gotten over there. Not everybody can grow a mustache.
Right, it's true.
Case in point, thankfully, my best friend Joey cannot grow a mustache.
Oh, no.
He tries. He grows a sick beard. But the mustache is just kind of thin. Then you've got friends like Billiam who can grow a ridiculously amazing mustache. Hello, my friend.
Hey. I heard you guys are talking about something relatable to me, and so I came in.
Is that all we are to you?
Not all mustaches are equal. Let's be honest.
It's true.
No, there's many different shapes and sizes.
You
of
know
mustache.
What your mustache yes. reminds me of? Yours reminds me of that dude in Jumanji. The
oh, the safari hunter?
Yeah.
Nice. See?
I had a teacher at UNM who looked and dressed like the safari hunter from Jumanji every class. He had a safari hat on.
You, sir, are the Red Baron to me. You are... I love it. It's good. Yeah. I want to go hang out with you in England. And we share stories in a pub. Yes.
Yeah, and I'll wear my leather pilot cap.
I love it!
Everywhere I go.
It's great, man. Here's the thing. You got to keep your mustache forever. And ever and ever.
What's the plan? It's been over a year now.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I can't imagine you
I'm
without
kinda
a mustache.
I'm kind of thinking I need to grow mine back at this point. Because I didn't realize they were regarded so highly as far as wisdom, maturity, and virility goes.
Really?
Yeah, it's very masculine to have a mustache, at least in the Middle East. So much so that a Turkish plastic surgeon, I'm not even going to try to say his name. We'll call him Selah. Selah Hatunahatunah. Say it.
You tried.
Say it, bro.
Selah Hatunah.
Selah Hatintulene.
Yes, exactly. He was the sidekick to Jabba the Hutt. Actually, that's Bib Fortuna. But the number of mustache implants, the number he performs has boomed over the last few years. First of all, I didn't realize you can do that.
Well, I have read recently you can do eyebrow implants.
Ew.
Yeah.
So I guess it's the same thing.
So yeah, you can.
Some people
he performs, okay, get this. He performs 50 to 60 mustache implant procedures every month. Every month!
That's like twice a day. That's ridiculous.
On patients who hail mostly from the Middle East and travel to Turkey as medical tourists, he says his patients generally want thick mustaches as they felt they would make them look mature and dignified.
So I understand. Actually, I don't. If you, there's hair implants, so if you want hair, right. You can get that and they'll just, all of a sudden you'll be growing hair.
Mm. Yeah, but you kind of look like a chia pet to me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? There's like these big black, like,
well,
I don't know.
It's weird the way they do it because they take like skin grafts from like behind your neck where you have like head hair, and so when they do the implant for your mustache or eyebrow, like you have to trim them like every week, otherwise you're just gonna grow really long like Fu Manchu eyebrows.
That's amazing. I've never trimmed my eyebrows, and for that to actually be a problem,
dude. Like 2 weeks ago, I went to Square Root to get fixed, taken care of. And they actually did that to me, and I freaked. They're like, "Hey, man, we got to trim these caterpillars."
Like, whoa, what?
I'm like, "We got to what? You got these caterpillars. We got to trim these caterpillars." I don't know why Eddie Murphy was. I don't know why Eddie Murphy was my because it was actually Jason Smith who was like the whitest dude I know. But so they trim my eyebrows, and I'm like, "What has happened? What if they don't grow back?" In high school, we played a prank and shaved a dude's eyebrows off, and they didn't grow back. No joke. So
that's not good.
I was scared. Yeah. So anyways.
Well, then you could just start coloring them like all the hip girls.
Yeah. True story. Mm. True story. apparently it's become a big deal. So much so that now I have to grow my mustache out to become dignified.
Well, dude, no! Just in like everyday life, I've been seeing so many more mustaches in the past 6 months.
Yeah,
it's making me feel a lot less unique.
You know what
you
needs to
shave
happen?
That mustache.
Magnum PI just needs to come back to television. Like prime time. No more rerun stuff.
Why are you wishing these things upon the world?
I'm just saying,
Magnum
bro.
Magnum PI. We need some Tom Selleck, too.
Yeah. Dude, this Pierre Bohanna. He's actually a Paris-based surgeon, so I don't know why I had that accent. He's been performing increasing number of mustache implants as well. He says the majority of his patients come from the United Arab Emirates, Iran, Lebanon, Turkey. With men traveling to France to have the surgery performed, he says his impression is more and more they want to establish their male aspect. They want a strong mustache. Let's be honest, dude. Some of the manliest mans. Mm-hmm. Sam Elliott, bro. Sam Elliott, as a man's man.
The manly man.
That's a dude right there. Mm. He's got that big old mustache, and you're like, yes, sir. You say it, I will do it.
See, here's the thing. If I meet someone with a mustache, I'm not weirded out.
Right.
But you don't have a mustache right now.
No.
If you get one,
yeah.
I'm going to be weirded out, and I'll never look at you again. Like, look at your eyes. Look at you in the eyes again.
Wow.
See, I couldn't do it.
You just get too established in your comfort zones,
exactly.
And then one little thing happens, and you freak out.
That's true.
It's true.
Not healthy.
Why would you make me freak out like that?
So what I'm going to do is I'm just going to not shave until March. This is my plan.
No!
Nothing. I'll keep the beard, like, full-on beard growing until March, and then when March mustache madness, or whatever they call it, comes... Yeah. I'll shave just the stash.
And I'm see, going, I need to.
So I
got to
keep everything until March.
You'll have epic stash because I'm jealous of your like actually thick and full facial hair.
I can rock like as the opposed, Tom Selleck.
Like my facial hair grows in like Joe Dirt in specific patches all around my face, and it's mostly blonde too.
No, it's cool. It looks good, bro. Yeah. Don't ever shave your stash. I love it. I love it.
I've gotten used to Will's stash, so.
All right, guys. Movember coming to an end. What are you going to do? Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio or, of course, 505-338-3700, the phone number. Jumpsuit apparatus for you now. If you missed the interview, check it out. MyStaticRadio.com. This is Steve-O, Mitch and Billiam.
In the morning.
Static.
I can't believe what I'm hearing right now.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Steve-O and Mitch.
I like that guy.
He's very nice.
He's good.
He's a good guy.
He's about to have a baby.
Yes.
Pray for him. Love that guy.
Like really, not him. I guess.
That'd be a miracle of modern technology.
His spouse,
but
his wife.
So, our voice guy. New York.
Baby child.
So, lots going on.
Yeah.
Like, no power for a while and craziness and...
Now babies being born.
Babies.
We should send that guy a card.
Yeah. It's probably what happens during a hurricane because... Never mind. So, anyways... 7:50 now. It is November, which turns out Movember, No Shave November, whatever you want to call it. And so there's a lot of scraggly looking dudes. And so the question is, now that it's coming to an end, what are you going to do? Now, before you shave it, you should know a few things. In the Middle East, apparently, the mustache.
Nice. Good job.
Mm-hmm, sign of masculinity. Sign of wisdom. Sign of maturity. Here, it's a sign of hipster. But normally, apparently, at least in the Middle East, masculinity,
mm-hmm.
virtue, wisdom, virility. Yeah. Awesome things, apparently.
Stupidity.
Shut up. Thank you. a Turkish plastic surgeon actually said that he now performs 50 to 60 mustache implant procedures every single month.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
That's a lot of procedures.
It's insane.
It's a lot of people who can't grow a mustache.
It's crazy.
What happens when everyone can grow a mustache? He's out of a job.
Yeah.
Sucks for him.
Wait, what happens when everybody can grow a mustache?
Yeah, because... Mean? Yeah.
Yeah.
Because...
Then he won't need to do mustache implants?
Yeah.
There will always be a need.
I doubt it.
Uh-huh. With people like Joey Belleville around, there will always be need for mustache implants.
Not if he goes and gets...
Not everybody can grow a stash.
But what if he goes and gets mustache implants? He doesn't need it anymore.
Babies are born every day, bro.
Yeah, people are born every day.
People are born every day. There's always going to be new people who need, you know, mustache implants.
Maybe he can then specialize in mustache removal.
I wonder how young is too young to start in on mustache implants, because Brody's a manly man. I wonder if he's going to grow a man stash. I'm totally kidding.
Oh my gosh.
Totally kidding.
You would not.
What are you going to do with your mustache now that No Shave November is coming to a close? Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. What do we got?
Stuart says, I don't know. I'm thinking a trim and make it look like Tony Stark or the games director from The Hunger Games.
Ooh, which?
Seneca Crane.
Seneca. Like, yeah.
I'm sad that you know that.
He's only in the first one, though.
Yeah. Totally.
R.I.P.
Seneca Crane. Tim says, I'm keeping it.
Okay. See, there you go. That's good.
Mm-hmm. Gail says, then there's that awkward moment when you compliment someone's mustache and she gets all offended.
Hey, good job on No Shave November, ma'am. No?
Man?
No, ma'am. Let's be honest.
Dang it.
Let's be honest.
This is the worst.
Yeah.
TJ says, I don't participate in No Shave November. I just rock my beard year-round. I'm embracing the lumberjack persona.
There you go. I like that. Yes. I'm down with that mentality.
Let us know what you're doing or what you're convincing people to do. I am trying to convince people to shave.
Yes, you are.
So,
Faber was asking what he should do because he's got a pretty gnarly beard going on.
And I said, you should shave it for Nancy, his wife.
Yeah.
She'll appreciate that.
Will she?
Yes.
See, I don't know.
For at least 30 minutes.
I have a bride who actually does not hate the mustache.
That's good.
She actually, you know, is like, hey, just figure it out. It's either got to be grown out so that it's like long enough that it doesn't hurt.
See?
Or just keep shaving. So.
And you can't figure it out. You can't make a decision.
I can't. I really can't.
So it's always a problem.
Like, it gets bushy and long and then I'm like. I got one of those like cool trimmer things because I saw a commercial. I'm like, I'm a sucker for marketing. I'll buy that.
Of course.
And so I bought one of those things. And then inevitably what happens is I'll like try and trim them. And I'm like, ah!
There's 17 easy payments of
$69.99. And the next thing you know, I have this like crazy, weird, the Seneca Crane style like facial hair. And it's like, that didn't work out at all.
Disgusting.
I'm just going to shave.
You should go to the place you usually go.
The place I usually go. For my hair?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can they do that?
Trim my mustache?
Yeah, like they'll...
I don't know that I'd ever go to...
They'll do it correctly.
First of all, they're like friends, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So I could probably ask Gat or one of those guys at Square, like, hey, trimmer guy. But that's kind of weird to me.
Why?
Because if you're man enough to grow a mustache, you're man enough to trim it yourself?
Just say you've never done it right.
Yeah, I don't know.
So, I don't know.
Just before Options. 8 o'clock, we got to take a quick break. Hey, coming back, actually, we're going to have a band in studio hanging out with us.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so say we all got a show coming up this weekend, and I told them to come in, hang out with us, talk about this show. It's for heroin awareness.
Heroin awareness.
Yeah, they're raising awareness for heroin because it doesn't get enough cred. Thanks to Breaking Bad, meth's now like the big thing. Obviously not.
I'm going to punch you in the face. I'm like, oh my gosh.
Yeah, we'll talk about what it's really about. But it really is like a heroin addiction awareness show thing. They're going to talk about it and it's going to be way better
than
what
I'm saying.
They're
going to know more about it because we're interviewing
them. Yeah. So say we all coming right back. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. So say we all with their Bad Religion cover of 21st Century Digital Boy. Kicking off your 8 o'clock hour. Good morning.
Good morning.
Steve-O and Mitch.
No, you just said that. It's 8 o'clock.
Yeah, in the studio.
Repeating things.
That's okay. In fact, hanging out in the studio right now, so say we all.
Ding.
Aww. Hello.
Welcome.
How's it going?
You know.
Good.
Just chilling. Cool.
Yeah, we thought we'd come in and talk about heroin.
Yeah, I teased it before the break. You know, you guys have a heroin awareness show. Just trying to raise awareness.
Yeah, make sure
heroin.
People know that heroin is out there.
Right.
And
still exists. Breaking Bad yeah. kind of took all the thunder.
With the meth, yeah. which is much, well, I don't know which is worse. I don't know. Meth is pretty bad.
Yeah, heroin's pretty awful.
Pretty
right?
bad.
Depends. I know. I actually, on a serious note, you guys are actually playing Espanola, right?
Yes.
Okay.
We're playing Espanola tomorrow at the event's called The Truth About Heroin, and it's at The Rock.
I don't think people realize how bad the heroin problem is in Espanola. I have a friend from Espanola who got out of there as quickly as possible for that reason, because it's so, so bad.
It's pretty rough out there. It's,
yeah.
I was talking to Marie, one of the coordinators for the event last night, and she said it's a multi-generational problem.
Yeah.
You have grandparents who got parents hooked, who got kids hooked.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's not unheard of for children to be already addicted to heroin
yeah.
at birth.
Right.
which is
astounding.
Astounding and kind of sad.
Yeah.
But it's out there, and you know, we gotta, you know, figure out how to, you know, change the hearts of people. And,
so you guys are doing a show.
Yep.
And we posted the info at Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. You can go to their Facebook page and check out information on the show, because obviously, all joking aside, it's a very, very serious problem out in Espanola. Not just in Espanola, but...
surrounding areas.
But that area, everywhere. Man, it's just mind-boggling.
Yeah.
So you guys will be out there. What all is going on for the show? What can people expect?
There's going to be a few speakers from the Albuquerque Heroin Awareness Committee.
Okay.
Lou Duran and Damien Rube. Whoa. Rube.
R. Damien R.
R. It's Rubalcaba. Rue. Wow. Rubalcaba. Okay. Rubalcaba. And then Jennifer
Booyah
Weiss.
Shakalaka.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty much. And then Jennifer Weiss, I'm told, is going to be there, and she's the president of the Heroin Awareness
Committee. Wow. Okay.
In Albuquerque.
All right.
And they're going to be talking. And then there's going to be a youth band and free food.
Hey, I like
nice.
That.
Go out and get some
that
free
works.
Food.
It's free
everybody,
for me.
Everybody in Espanola. And, check out some awesome music.
There you go.
From us and the youth band and some speakers. You know, make sure we promote God and get people out, you know, away from the needle.
Now, I guess. You guys actually, okay, Moriarty.
Yeah.
And Espanol is kind of like the Moriarty of Santa Fe to me. Right? Similar?
Yeah.
Espanola is bigger, I would say, than Moriarty. But what's it like for you guys in being in a small town? To those that are, you know, Albuquerque, we're not a huge city, but it's still obviously much different than life in a place like Moriarty.
You find interesting ways to entertain yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah. We, you know, building, climbing. That's...
Starting bands. How many bands have you been in?
Just two.
Okay. This one.
Well, and then I've been in praise bands too.
Okay.
Like, so I've been in like three church bands.
Okay.
And then, you know, So Say Whale. And then my old band was hit by a bus, and you know, we went on tour. And
that, no, they weren't hit by a bus. They were, the band name was called
Hit
by a Bus.
The way you said that, it was like, and then my old band was hit by a bus, so I had to start a new one. So.
I was like, oh, dang, I get it.
Right.
That sucks.
Yeah. Yeah. No, the band was called Hit by a Bus. Okay, that makes more sense. I like that. Like, so nonchalant. All your friends died. That's terrible.
You know, whatever. Start a new band.
You know. So say we all.
So say we all.
I was waiting.
So, you guys actually were part of our Battle of the Bands.
Yes, we lost.
Yeah, it's okay. You made it to the finale.
Yeah, but you got pretty far. I tallied those votes. So.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, you did.
Cool. You guys have the most songs on the Static Radio, so did you really lose?
No.
Did you really lose?
No, I don't feel like it. We wanted to do it because we wanted to just meet people, you know? We wanted to meet other bands.
Yeah.
We made good friends with some of the people in Gozier, which are totally cool.
Yeah.
And, you know, so we've done other shows with them.
Mm-hmm.
And Shout the Truth, we did a show with them since
That's cool.
then.
Super sick. Those guys are funny.
Yeah. Yeah, those guys are cool. Really super friendly guys.
You actually sent in as your Battle of the Bands entry song, 50-Foot Robot, right?
Yes.
That was your song. Now, were you aware that it was going to start a worldwide trend when you sent in 50-Foot Robot?
I didn't know that.
Yeah, apparently in Tokyo last week, a man wanted to fulfill a childhood lifelong dream of, you know, having a futuristic robot. I mean, it's Japan. Come on, all you watch is like Evangelion you know, giant robot animation cartoon shows. So he decided to build a 50-foot robot.
That's, whoa, he's climbing out of it.
It's
actually, it's drivable?
It's real. It's real. It's actually not a 50-foot. That'd be amazing. It's only 13 feet tall. It's only 13 feet
tall.
Yeah,
I don't know what he accomplished. What are you even talking about?
Nothing.
Not good enough. I was totally going to call him.
Lame.
You know,
I was going to go off,
one of our shows.
Yeah, and talk about it.
It's not 50-foot.
Built-in pilot seat handheld controller that allows the operator to flex its arms, move it up and down, and drive it up to 6 miles per hour. But that's only 13 feet tall.
Yeah, no big deal. That's still so cool.
Who cares about that robot?
Oh, my gosh. You're such a...
I do!
Okay, good. Good. I was worried. I was like, wait a second. You were totally stoked about this, and now you hate it?
Yeah, no. This dude said robots that they saw in their generation were always huge, and people always riding around them, and he just wanted that in the real world. He's 39 years old, and he said it was a lifelong dream of his to ride in an actual robot. And thinks it's a big part of Japanese culture, so when something that he had to do.
When I was a kid, I used to play Mech Warrior.
Oh, yeah.
Mech Warrior 2 on the computer.
Yeah.
I was totally nerd about that game.
Did you play Mech Assault for the Xbox?
No.
Oh, dude.
It wasn't good enough.
Yeah, it was. I liked it. That's all I was wondering.
I liked the computer one because the computer one had more controls.
I was never a computer guy. I was always a console guy. So
whatever.
I don't know.
Wow.
Hey. Shut up.
I'm just saying. I'm going to call you out. Are you kidding me? You can't
you're
say you're
little
lie.
Sister that just like when I'm trying to talk to people and you're like, oh yeah, remember that one time in eighth grade when you, I'm like, shut up. Why are you here?
Why am I here?
Are you
I'll just
here?
Leave. No big deal. I'll just go
okay,
now.
Well, cool. Cause we got other band members that could use that mic. So cause
you're just so rude. I can't say things to you right now.
So anyways,
I'll be right here the entire time.
So Mech Warrior, is that what inspired 50-foot robot?
I guess to some extent. Yeah, sure.
Why not?
And Terminator,
of course.
And you know,
pretty much anything.
I don't know, Voltron. I watched Voltron when I was a kid. I loved Voltron. I never got into the Power Rangers because I kind of thought
they were
kind of ripping off Voltron.
They were pretty much ripping off Voltron.
Yeah, but who cares? Because it was so awesome.
Cool, now you're being a nerd. Sweet, okay.
Well, it's Power Rangers.
What do you mean, well, it's Power Rangers? Nobody knows this about you. You love Power Rangers?
Yes! Are you kidding me? No. Bah, 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 bah. Yes, I love Power Rangers.
Go, go, Power Rangers.
Wow.
Yes.
You are surprising me right now.
Tommy has my heart.
Oh, wow. The White Ranger?
Green.
Green
first,
originally.
Okay,
and then he turned into the White Ranger.
Wow. The fact that you know that, too. I just meant, like, because he was Caucasian. I didn't know he was a white Ranger.
I'm pretty sure. Oh, yeah. Except for, what was his face?
I don't know.
Zach. Was
Zach
his name
Morris?
Zach? No.
Zach Morris. Yes, Zach Morris. He had the huge cell phone.
Well, what was funny is they, like, color coordinated by their, like, by their ethnicity. So Trini was yellow.
Oh, was she Asian?
Yes.
Oh, no. Are you serious?
Yes.
What a racist show.
And then there was the Black Ranger.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Yes. No.
Yes.
No.
Wasn't his name Zach?
Oh, wow.
I don't remember their names as well as you do.
Please tell me the Red Ranger was not Native American.
No.
Okay, thank you.
Red Ranger.
Okay. At least there's some sort of dignity with the Red Ranger. That is awful.
Billy? I can't remember. Never
mind. Wow.
I don't
know. You're surprising me. And Billiam's in the other room like, yes.
Billy?
Thumbs up. And, yes.
And there was
totally.
Kimmy. Oh, here he is.
Comes. You there?
Yeah.
Hey. Hey, buddy.
Billy was the blue one.
Billy was the blue. Okay.
Of course. Billy blue.
And then Kimmy was pink.
Yes. Kim. I was always Kimberly during recess, just so you know. I was always Kimberly.
This is happening right now.
Jason was red.
Jason
was
red.
He was like the cool guy.
Yeah. He was the one that like the first episode he was like starting with like his, what is it, karate? He's all into karate.
They were all karate. They're Power Rangers. They beat people up.
Yeah, but did you notice that whenever they morphed into their Power Ranger suits, they were like way smaller because they're all like actual stunt people.
Don't ruin that for me.
I'm sorry.
I didn't know that.
Go back and watch it. It's bad.
Wow. The only Power Rangers I know is the Green Goblin from Spider-Man 1 because he was pretty much a Power Ranger. Moved like a Power Ranger, had a stupid helmet like a Power Ranger, and it was the worst Spider-Man
movie
in the universe.
What about that latest movie?
No, that was amazing.
No, the dude, Green Lantern.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
no,
that guy too.
No,
Green Lantern?
Can we get back to the interview?
I'm sorry. Green Lantern, he also looks like a Power Ranger.
So say we all. It's going to be playing a show tomorrow.
Tomorrow in Espanola.
Yeah.
At The Rock. I was trying to find the address, but
you have it on Facebook, right?
Yeah, yeah. Okay, it's on all the information is on our Facebook page, facebook.com/wearesosaywe all.
Okay. So say we all was taken or what?
Yes. Yes, it was.
You're like, I'm not changing my name. That is our name.
Are you guys familiar with where we got our name?
No.
You actually want to explain this? We usually don't ask this question.
Yes, we...
Because it's like the worst interview question in the world.
It is.
Linkin Park, which guys come up with
Lincoln,
the name for that?
Lincoln, and do you really like
parks?
Well,
there's a park in Chicago called Lincoln Park. Okay.
919 North Riverside Drive, Espanola.
Yes, there you go. That's where the show is at. But we got our name from Battlestar Galactica, actually.
Any watchers
of Battle? And yeah, Edward James almost coined the phrase on the show, So Say We All.
Wow.
And yeah, we're that nerdy.
Wow.
Because we all love BSG and we're all big fans.
Battlestar Galactica.
So, wow.
And that's like something that they would say. That was like their, on the show, that was like their religious mantra was
so say we all.
Yep.
Wow.
That was an easy explanation.
Yep. Pretty simple. Stolen from Edward James. And he actually, Edward James almost actually liked our Twitter page.
No way!
Yeah.
Pretty awesome.
He was super thrilled.
Almost?
No, Edward James almost. Like the actor.
Okay. Almost. I'm like, why did
the
he...
actor how, that how said that know? On the show is he that messaged, they're talking
what is he?
About.
He almost you? An actor?
No, almost like your... I was like, did he message you? I almost like this. Almost like this.
Who's Edward James? Why did he almost like you? You know what? High five you.
No, shut up.
You're just outstanding today. So say we all. You can find out information on the show at our Facebook page, facebook.com/mindstaticradio. We linked their Facebook page. Or you can go directly there too.
Facebook.com/we are so say we all.
Yeah. Thank you. There we go. Hey, thanks for coming in.
Hey, thanks for having us.
We're going to play 50-foot robot in honor of the Japanese dude that built a 13-foot robot.
Sweet.
We're getting there.
Technology.
Yeah, we're getting there. It's starting. Cyberdyne, get on it. So Skynet is not yet created.
Not quite.
Needs to be.
Although, isn't it right over that wall over
something
there on
like,
Wantabo?
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much, yes. So there it is. So say we all. Find out all the details at our Facebook page. And here it is. The song that got them on the Battle of the Bands and all of this crazy fame. Like Edward James almost liking your Twitter. I'm sure it had everything to do with the fact that you were in our Battle of the Bands.
Everything.
I believe it.
Completely.
All right. So say we all. It's Steve-O and Mitch.
Be in the morning.
Static Radio. Deer in the headlights. I'm not crying. Are you?
Good morning.
Steve-O and Mitch, welcome to Friday, and it's that time of day.
For...
You guys are really excited for Les Mis, aren't you? Were you like turning everything into a musical?
That's absolutely what
I was thinking.
I think
when that movie comes out, you should do the entire morning show as a musical.
Can we?
Because she will seriously do that.
Oh my gosh, that would be amazing.
No, we cannot.
Why not? It would be awesome.
Yeah, why?
I hate musicals.
Yeah, why not?
I hate them.
No, you don't.
So does my wife.
She does?
No one in real life breaks out in song, and if they did, you'd be
like... But you could.
But it would be amazing. Just think
you would be the very first musical morning show.
And you know what?
In live. People don't break out
in musicals because they're bad at it, but they don't realize they'll get better.
No, that's called jumping the shark. And that's what happens on like last year's Grey's Anatomy. They're like, let's do a musical Grey's Anatomy. And then you know, you guys should probably just end the show. So if we ever get to a place where we have to do a musical morning show, I say we just go.
No.
We just hang up our morning show booth.
Some of the best episodes of Buffy the Vampire Slayer were the musical episodes. So instead of jumping the shark, this could be your best episode ever.
Yeah.
Wow. I didn't see. You've got 5 stars. I didn't see.
I just beat your record. Oh,
boo. We got Yo in studio from GameAndMovieGuide.com and from The Guide, which airs Sunday nights at 7 p.m. right here on Static Radio. And a very special thing to talk about this morning.
Yeah, we're going to start a petition for the morning show to have a musical episode.
Yes!
So go online, sign the petition so that Steve
and
Mitch will sing
ask
for the entire...
Ask the question of whether or not you want to see a musical morning show and do a poll question.
Okay.
Yes or no.
So, oh wait, that wasn't the special thing we were going to talk about. No. Oh, I'm sorry.
That was the second special thing.
Yeah, I just wanted to let everyone know that there's people sleeping on the streets and they're cold.
Right.
And there's an easy thing that we can all do to help out with that.
Yeah.
We're working with our friends over at Astro Zombies Comics, and we're collecting cold weather sleeping bags.
Yep.
New ones.
Mm-hmm.
Not used, please.
Yeah, they got to be new.
Not used, please. New ones. We're collecting those, and then on December 24th, Christmas Eve, the guys over at Astros are going to drive around town for a while and pass out those sleeping bags to people in need.
They do it every single year.
Yeah, and it's just, it's a cool thing to do. You know, I mean, you know, on Thanksgiving, we're thankful for everything we've received in the past year. On Christmas, we're thankful for all the gifts that we got.
Yeah.
But sometimes in the midst of all that thankfulness for what we have, we forget that there's some people who don't have as much. And
right.
So we just wanted to do something that will help out those who are in need in our community. And it's a simple thing to buy a sleeping bag and share it with someone, help them stay warm at night.
Pray for you to save my life.
Reliant K and the second greatest Christmas song of all time.
What's the first?
That song's I Celebrate Today. I'm not going to tell you the first.
What's the first?
Because me and Yo and my dear friend Joey Belleville all agree.
Oh, Holy Night.
Nope. I don't want to tell you because I feel like I'm just going to get made fun of.
What is the first greatest Christmas song?
Not allowed to see. Not allowed to see who it is, okay?
Okay. I'm going to wait.
Stop me if you've heard this one. All right, are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay. If you make fun, I get to fight you to the death.
It's the Grinch.
Oh, yeah. Greatest Christmas song of all time. All time. What?
Oh, my gosh. Is this plus one?
Maybe.
Is this plus one?
Oh, yeah.
This makes me want to...
They wished upon a star. Their wise men traveled far to see a baby was born.
That's okay. You want to know my second favorite Christmas
song?
You
are ruining my Christmas.
You want to know my second favorite Christmas song?
What?
Merry Christmas.
I don't know.
Happy holidays.
No. I guess according to the people, we
bells
have to do
ringing.
A musical morning show.
It's time to scream and shout. Scream and shout.
Oh,
everybody's happy because school's out in sync.
Sorry. You said that as if I was supposed to go, oh, yeah, in sync. Of course. I know that.
I'm sorry. Your number one favorite Christmas song is plus one. I'm sorry. I expect you to know these things now.
Hey. Touche.
Hey,
touché.
In my mind, you were up here.
Uh-huh.
Now you're down here.
Oh, no!
You're at my level now.
Yep, it is that time of year. We posed the question on Facebook. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Would you like to see/hear the Steve-O and Mitch Musical Morning Show?
Looks like it's going to happen.
I'm not guaranteeing I'm going to be doing any singing.
Yeah, you will.
No, because there's still parts in musicals where it's like, la, 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 blah, 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 and then like, oh, hello, welcome. I'm the guy who talks because I don't have a good enough singing voice. And da, 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 da. And then they all start singing again. And can I just be the narrator guy who doesn't really have to?
No.
Oh, one person says no.
Two. Two people.
Two? Oh, thank you, two voters.
12
you
people.
You do care.
12 people.
You do.
Say yes, including us.
Yeah. JD wants to give a big thanks this holiday season to the webcam.
Oh, yeah, because I was...
Yeah. You were doing a fantastic job.
For I Celebrate the Day.
Yeah,
yes. That song is meaningful.
It is that time of year, and I promise you, we got a question on Facebook asking, where's all the Christmas music? Hey, December kicks off mañanas.
Tomorrow?
Yeah.
And tomorrow marks the first day that I wear my Santa hat for the rest of the month.
Wow. I wonder if tomorrow marks the day that Spider-Man gets his Santa hat, because I have a life-size Spider-Man bust at our house. Chrissy always decorates him with the Santa hat for the holidays.
Okay, I bought another Santa hat this year, not for my husband, for my cutout.
Justin Bieber cutout?
Yes.
Wow.
So guess who comes out of the closet tomorrow?
Wait. Did you just say
that? Yeah, because he's in the closet right now.
Yeah, but you can't say that. Because that means something else.
But it's literal this time.
Oh,
Justin Bieber is in the closet.
Now I'm in the closet.
The cardboard cutout.
Now I'm in the closet, too.
You can't say that!
But he's really in the closet.
Yeah,
so.
I know. Your cardboard cutout is in your closet. So you will be removing him from the closet tomorrow, is what you are saying to
me. Justin Bieber will be coming out of the closet tomorrow.
Wow.
What? What is it? What are you talking about?
What
could that mean?
You know, I'm going to call your dad, and he can explain it to you, because I'm not your pops.
Why don't you give us a call right now?
Hey, Mitch, how's it going?
I don't know.
That's what your dad talks like.
I know it is.
He's a scary biker guy, and I don't dare ever mess with him.
Good for you.
Love your dad.
Yeah, but tomorrow, all that being said, tomorrow's the day that Justin Bieber will be decorated with a Santa hat. I might even put Christmas lights on him.
Wow.
So.
You know, that could probably start a fire. He's made of cardboard.
Those lights don't get very hot.
They don't?
Nah.
Okay. All right.
Nah.
Coming right back, we've got a request for the Hawk in Paris, thanks to an email we got saying, dude, you play this Hawk song, but it's not the Hawk boy, guys. Hawk in Paris.
Hawk in Paris. You're welcome.
Yeah, brand news from them on the way back. Also, Lighthouse and the Whaler. Steve on Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. Pilots holding on to you.
Oh, is that what that song's called?
Static Radio. Kicking off your 9 o'clock hour.
Good morning.
Oh, good morning.
It's Friday.
It is finally here.
My husband's happy about this because yesterday, he thought yesterday was Friday.
Oh, that's the worst.
All day.
We had a friend who was like, dude, we're going to bring you dinner, baby, you know, we're going to hang out, we're going to rock this. Let's do this tomorrow. Okay, cool. And then last night, got a text. Hey, so I thought today was Friday.
Oh.
I meant Saturday. Can we push it back a day? That's the worst when that happens. When you're like, yes, today is totally, no, it's not. Everything is shattered now.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
But I have one more day of this. That's okay.
But hey. Thankfully.
Yeah.
It's Friday, what? Which means we didn't miss Fun Joke Friday.
No, we have not.
And if you want to get in your fun joke for Fun Joke Friday, I was about to say MySpace, Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio.
Here's what you got to do. You got to tweet it, yo.
Or tweet.
With hashtag Fun Joke Friday.
Yes, at MyStaticRadio.
Mm-hmm.
TJ, he says, what do ducks have with their soup?
What do ducks have with their... I got it.
Quackers.
Oh.
Quackers.
Yep.
Let's see.
That's good.
Hashtag
like that.
Fun Joke Friday. Nope, he's the only one.
He's the only one because your Fun Joke Friday will never catch on.
Yes, it will because I didn't...
Never catch on.
No, last Friday we just skipped that because...
I wasn't here.
I know, it was just me.
Yeah, it was just you.
Just saying, hey, here's this song, Happy Black Friday.
I'm sorry. You know what? Maybe this is good for you. Maybe this is good for you because your Fun Joke Friday hashtag, it's not really taking off right now, but this will help you overcome your fear of rejection.
Aw, see, it would.
It's a valuable life lesson you are learning
right
now.
It would if I were to be rejected, but thus far I am not.
Yes, this is true. TJ has totally helped you out with a joke.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's true. It'll catch on.
What is the internal temperature of a tauntaun?
I know the answer. What is it?
Lukewarm!
See? Happy Fun Joke Friday. Hey, you participated.
I just participated.
You just participated.
It's because it was a Star Wars joke.
I didn't get rejected.
Come on, internal temperature of a tauntaun?
Yeah, no, I get it. Lukewarm.
Because he slices them open and Han Solo uses like a lightsaber.
Something really funny is that I didn't get it the first time I heard it.
Inside the tauntaun.
The first time I heard the joke, I didn't get it.
It's lukewarm.
Because I didn't remember that part.
Get it.
I get it.
Okay. Oh, thank you for catching that. That was amazing. So one man's quest to overcome his fear of rejection has been already delayed. I love this idea. A dude decided, hey, you know what? I'm tired of rejection. And not only am I tired of it, I would like to overcome that feeling. You know when you get rejected and it's like, you come up with an idea or you say something and people are like, I don't really like it, whatever it may be.
Yeah, I just...
Or back in high school days when you asked somebody out and they were like, excuse me?
Oh, I didn't do that.
Yeah, that was always the worst. For dudes, let me tell you right now. This is why we don't like this. This is why I have been happily married for a decade, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Don't have to deal with that.
Exactly.
That rejection, not my favorite. That was always hard. Like, I really like you. Will you? No. Okay, I'm going to
go... You just talked about Pac-Man.
Go cry in the bathroom now. Fear of rejection, dude. It's a harsh one.
It is. It's
sucks.
Really difficult.
So here's the thing. One dude decided, you know what? I'm going to overcome my fear of rejection. So what I'm going to do every day for 100 days, I love this idea, is make one absolutely out of this world crazy request. And when the person says no, it'll help me overcome this fear of rejection, right?
Yes.
Well, on his third day, he wrote on his blog, 100 Days of Rejection, "It's only my third day and I have already failed." But he said, "I did it with such amazement and happiness." Apparently, the 31-year-old went into a Krispy Kreme and approached the register and wanted to make a crazy request.
Yeah.
So that they would reject him.
Yeah.
And he could, you know, help get over this fear of rejection by being rejected every day for 100 days. When a Krispy Kreme employee accepted his order. His crazy request was for 5 donuts linked together in the colors and shape of the Olympic symbol. Would you imagine that? Walking up to Krispy, "Hi, yeah, can I help you? Yeah, do you guys do 5 donuts? I don't need half a dozen, I just need 5. Sure, what would you like? I would like 5 donuts linked together in the shape and color of the Olympic symbol. I loves me some Olympics."
But what was really funny is that he practically said all that, and they're like, "Sure, what are the Olympic colors?" And he's like,
Yeah, so then he gets frustrated, and they say, okay, when would you need it by? So he says, "In the next 15 minutes. And he said, "I was honestly just hoping for a no and to get to go home," he told Yahoo News in an interview this last Monday. But instead, he actually spent several minutes drawing out his design on the back of receipt paper to diagram this for the employee who wanted to take care of him.
Oh, my gosh.
This happened in Austin, Texas, where apparently people are much nicer.
All this while, he was still being super sweet. There's actually a video of it.
15 minutes later, she actually emerged with a Krispy Kreme box with the Olympic symbol.
It's amazing.
Yeah. And the best part is she didn't charge him because she said she felt like it wasn't exactly what he wanted. She said, quote, "To my eyes, it wasn't perfect, so I didn't think I should charge him for it. It was the best I could do in the time allotted," because she was only given 15 minutes.
Follow up, Krispy Kreme going out of business, yeah, because everyone's not getting what they wanted.
Yeah, dude. He said, "I was overwhelmed. I couldn't believe it. I went home and tweeted to Krispy Kreme, blogged about it, wanted the world to know about what she had done." Amazing. Amazing. I guess a campaign to get her promoted and a raise was quickly launched in YouTube comments underneath the video, because I guess he made a video.
Yeah.
He said, "Jackie is awesome. The world needs more people like her." It's amazing. There's actually a Facebook page that launched from this that's called "Give Jackie at Krispy Kreme a Raise."
I love that.
Amazing.
But this dude was going to be, he wanted to be rejected, and they're like, sure.
Sure, let me take care of that.
Of
the best part is, this was her attitude. She said it was a simple thing. She's been with Krispy Kreme for 5 years and said the Olympic symbol was the only unusual part because they're not on TV right now, so she couldn't remember exactly, you know. Yeah. But she says, "We do orders like that every day, and we're just here to make people happy."
Oh, that's amazing.
Incredible how it started with this idea of, like, 100 days of rejection. I like the concept, and maybe now he's going to get over his fear of rejection differently, because maybe he could just ask this girl out, because
confidence.
She's a catch, bro. She made him a Krispy Kreme Olympic donut. Of course, I say this, he's 31. I don't know how old Jack is.
I think she's a little bit older.
She's a little bit older?
Older.
Really?
Yeah, video says shows.
Okay.
So, yeah. But, yeah, he did other things. He's done another thing where he went in to take a test, and he wasn't even registered for the test.
See,
and they're
that's
like,
good.
"You didn't register for it?" He was like, "No, I just want to take it." "Do I need to buy?" He was like, "I can buy a little scan sheet if you need me to."
That's awesome.
And they're like, "No, you can't do that." And he's like, "Please?"
Rejection's never fun. And
no.
So that is an outstanding way to overcome that rejection. Like, okay, I'm going to do something so outlandish every day for 100 days that no matter what, I know I'm going to get rejected, and I'll just learn how to take that rejection. That's good.
Yeah.
I like that. That's like perseverance and actually going forward with it. Because, you know, anytime something bad happens, you know, you're like, why?
But what if you
why?
Like, but I hate it. Okay, so he's expecting to get rejected. I hate it when you actually go into a situation thinking, oh, easy. And then they're like, oh, no.
What do you mean?
You're not joking.
Yeah, but that's the point. Testing of your faith, you know, count it all joy.
Okay.
Because it brings forth perseverance.
Yes. And, yes, you know, I
these
agree.
These are good things.
But it's a little bit, it takes you
I'm not saying it's easy. Oh, it's awful. Mm-hmm. It's the I hate rejection. Yeah. It's the worst. So.
Wow, Jeff, I feel Fun Joke Friday.
Right after traffic.
There are paving operations at Sunport and Yale, as well as the road construction reduced to one lane at Coors and Central Southwest, and that's your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast, right here on the Calvert campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669. And yes, it is Fun Joke Friday.
Get your fun jokes in at facebook.com/mystaticradio or Twitter. At MyStaticRadio, just hashtag, not the baby, hashtag Fun Joke Friday.
I see what you did there.
Seems a fun joke.
Yeah.
Okay. Where does the general put his armies?
Where?
In his sleeveys. Okay.
Wait, what?
Armies? Where does he put his armies?
Oh, got it. Just got it. Okay. I had to think about that one for a second. Did the rim shot and then realized, wait, I don't get that one.
What kind of bear has no teeth?
What?
A gummy bear.
These are really happening. People have taken to your Fun Joke Friday.
What are the strongest days of the week?
Hold on.
Strongest days of the week.
I don't know.
Saturday and Sunday. Every other day is a weekday. Oh. That's Fun Joke Friday. Thank you so much.
Are you done?
Yeah.
Yay. All right. Thanks to everybody who actually participated in her little game and made her happy.
It's amazing.
Made her happy. It is Fun Joke Friday, and you can participate right now. Hashtag Fun Joke Friday, and she will say your horrible jokes on the air.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Lion K now, everybody wants to rule the world. Steve and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static. Yeah?
Okay.
Good cough. Perfect timing.
Sorry.
Just turned our mics up. Hey, by the way, your mic's on.
Thank you so much.
Good.
I was
on it.
Thank you.
I thought I'd let you know.
That was the test.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's on.
Yeah, it's on. Good job. You can do that.
Oh,
yeah, okay.
It's on.
Hot mic. Steve-O and Mitch, welcome to the show. It's 9:27 now, and we've been doing Fun Joke Friday.
And I have another one for you. What do you get when you cross a centipede and a centipede and... What do you get when you cross a centipede and a parrot?
What?
A walkie-talkie. Okay, ready?
You can't fumble over the joke or it's not funny.
How did the hipster burn his mouth?
He drank his coffee before it was cool.
Or he ate his pizza before it was cool. Thank you! Thank you.
I wasn't even going to do that one. I can't believe you just reached across here and hit the rim shot for me.
Oh,
no.
I can't
not acceptable.
Read that one.
I don't get it. I got to be honest. Like, you can't read it because it's offensive, because it says Mexicans, because.
What do you call Mexicans with leaf blowers? Hey, I'm half Mexican. What do you call Mexicans with leaf blowers?
What?
Mexican Ghostbusters.
I don't get it. Yeah, I don't get it.
Okay.
I don't get it.
That's all I have.
What do you call anybody with a leaf blower? Because they all look like Ghostbusters. I don't get it. Was there something about the leaf blower? Is it really making too much out of this?
It's Fun Joke Friday. Would you stop it?
Or is it because the leaf blower kind of looks like a proton pack? Or is it because...
That's enough.
Okay.
We have to go to the Static Radio Instagram. Or... Twitter.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Or, of course, you can tweet it at MyStaticRadio. Make sure you use the hashtag... Fun Joke Friday, because Mitch is going to milk this for all she can.
Okay.
Dustin Kensrue, former frontman of Thrice. Current frontman of the Modern Post. Which is still good.
What bees live in graveyards?
What?
Zombies. Happy Fun Joke Friday. Woo! What else do I got? What else do I got?
Please.
I think there are more.
It is Fun Joke Friday, and thankfully I get to leave now because it's come to the end of the show.
What did the finger say to the thumb?
What?
I'm in glove with you. That concludes Fun Joke Friday.
Really?
Well, I have more.
No. That's okay. We can be done. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. If you follow us on Twitter, @MyStaticRadio, please hashtag us.
Mm-hmm.
Well, hashtag Fun Joke Friday.
Fun Joke Friday.
Because that's what you want.
Mm-hmm.
That is what you want. Did you even post that on Facebook?
No, people just do it. They just listen.
Wow. All right.
Because it's so awesome. Fun Joke Friday.
Friday doesn't end at 10 a.m.
It goes all day. Keep it going.
So I think you should post that on
Facebook.
Okay,
you know what? I will.
You really want this to take off?
I will.
Like I know you do.
Fun Joke Friday.
Fun Joke Friday. That is it. We'll see you guys again Monday. I'm so excited.
Monday.
I get to go home, hang out with my baby.
Mm-hmm.
And my son, too. Huh?
So I see what you did there.
It's my bride.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get it.
So, I'm going to go do some of that and prepare for my message this weekend.
Yay!
I get to guest speak at Remedy. So
what
that's
time?
That's going to be fun.
Sunday.
10:30.
At 10:30?
Yeah. Message on Spider-Man.
That's right.
We're doing a superhero series right now. It's pseudo about Spider-Man, but guess what? It's really about Jesus.
Spoiler alert.
The message is real.
I don't have to go.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Just kidding.
Also, Gwen Stacy dies.
Steve and Mitch
in the morning.
Static Radio.
Peace. Good.